You most definitely are listening to LOL Radio, and it's time to welcome our Melbourne International Comedy Festival guest to the phone lines. Who have we got? It's William Wang. Welcome to LOL Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome along to the show. Congrats for being hand-selected for Comedy Zone 2024.
Yeah, that's exciting news.
Very, very.
For me.
So you are a comic who went through Raw Comedy last year, made it into the finals?
Yeah, went to national final.
Mm-hmm.
And, so me and Harry were the winner of Victoria, like state final.
Yes, yeah.
And then you go to the national final.
Which would have been a very nervous experience, I'm predicting.
The national final?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the whole competition.
it's a big room.
Yeah. Full town hall.
Yeah. How many people? Maybe 4,000?
Something along those lines.
Something like that.
Huge.
Yeah, it's always, you sort of think, oh, it's great that they get this huge opportunity. Then you realize that, oh, a lot of these people have probably, it's like, you know, oh, I did a, you know, 20 or 30 seat open mic, and then, you know, you kind of throw it in front of a massive crowd. But
yeah, there's someone in there, they've done like 5 gigs or something.
Yeah.
You just see them backstage, and just, yeah, it's like horrifying, and I feel bad.
You had been able to dip your toe into it beforehand, though, because you had a show called Unrelatable Funny in 2022.
Yes, so that was like sort of like a solo show I did. I did a couple of shows in 2020. That was fun, but it's nothing, you know, compared to Town Hall.
Yeah, of course.
I guess I'd say I have a little bit more experience.
Yeah. So now you're doing the, like I said, we've been selected for Comedy Zone.
Yep.
So that must be, you know, that a lot of fun getting to do big crowds each night, because that's usually a bigger thing.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's like 120 seats in Trades Hall.
Yeah.
Pretty big room. Pretty big room. On a good night, we'll pretty much fill it up.
Yeah.
Weekend.
Yeah, we were talking to Meg on the show a couple of weeks ago, and it sounds like it's a really good bunch of comics to be on the lineup with.
Yeah, it's festival handpicked. Those are like the upcoming comedians, I think, in the country. You mentioned Meg from Brisbane, and then we have someone from WA and Victoria. So it's just upcoming comedians, and they put it together.
Victoria is very well represented this year.
Yeah, we got 3 from Victoria.
That's really 3 good. Out of the 5, which is, and you saw that going into Raw last year. The Victorian finalists were, like, astounding. It was kind of nail-biting. Like, I always watch Raw Comedy on the edge of my seat going, oh, these guys are so incredible to think that this is, you know, the first big step in the next part of the journey.
Hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great opportunity. You know, it's I really appreciate Raw. All the opportunities came after that. You know,
and that's it. I've always seen, like, there's the person that wins Raw, but then the finalists also go on to pretty bigger and better things as well. So, I'm excited to see where
Ken didn't win.
Yep.
You know, it went on, did bigger things.
So. Yeah, that's right. And it's like, looking back, you know, every time we sort of do, when it's coming up to Raw, we look back through the list and it's like, all these people have gone on to do huge stuff, and it's just like, you know, the big stepping stone competition. But
it's very, I really appreciate the opportunity. It's a prestige competition.
Yeah.
And you meet people, you know, you get build a relationship with the festival.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that part is, very
invaluable.
Important.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Because you came to Australia 7 years ago. Is Australia where you found kind of your...
Comedy?
Yeah.
Well, I started in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny enough. Like, I came to Australia 7 years ago, and I've only been studying for like English for 7 years.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I've been doing stand-up comedy for like 5 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the, it's an interesting part of my life, I think. Because when I started it, I just took it as, you know, like a practice for my English.
Yeah.
You got to talk in front of people, right?
Yeah. And you've also got to make sure you use the right words in the right order. Otherwise,
yeah, and they'll tell you.
Yeah. Just, that's it.
Yeah. You know, if you say words wrong, and then they just go, what?
What are you even talking about?
Yeah. What are you talking about? And also, they can't leave, you know?
Yeah.
they are stuck in the room with you whether they like it or not.
Yeah. If I just go up to a stranger and start practicing, they leave.
But you've been kind of doing open mic stuff around the clubs in Victoria?
Yeah. That's pretty much my life. Outside festivals. Doing gigs, open mics, and comedy clubs. That's a comedian's life.
Yes,
So the goal is to sort of have a solo show ready for next year or to tour around the other festivals.
Yeah, for next year. So Comedy Zone is sort of like it's like a stepping stone, just get us ready for next year. So if we get a show together, and then we can start touring Adelaide, Perth, Melbourne.
Yeah.
Hopefully get noticed.
Yeah.
Well, because I know sometimes those that are doing Comedy Zone also get sent out with the Comedy Festival Roadshow. So that's a possibility as well.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I think, it'll be later this year or like next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The roadshow is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got any major comedy goals that you're kind of aiming for it at this stage, or just taking it as it comes?
My goal is maybe like in 2-3 years get a management.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to write my sort of TV
stuff,
series.
Yes.
I'm writing my own things. You got to create opportunities for yourself.
Definitely.
That's just like my online profile. Social media, that's important.
Yeah, excellent.
Speaking of which, where is the best place for folks to head to find a bit more of your work? So the Raw Comedy Spot's up on YouTube?
On YouTube or my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's just William Wang Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, find me there.
Too easy.
Excellent.
Well, we'll post a copy of this chat up online after the show tonight with all those details, but we'll let you get back to, because you get to have a bit of a night off on Wednesdays with Trades Hall.
Yeah. This is the only night off.
Yeah. Do you get to go out and check out a few different shows?
Yeah, we're going to see Aaron Chen
tonight. Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
We're also doing like a roast show in the festival club tonight.
Oh, wow, yep. When I was down the other night, I was looking at, you know, the sort of the later shows, and there was I think Max Watts was, I think it was sold out, the one I was going to go to, but I saw that was coming up, and I was like, oh, that'll be good fun, so, yeah.
Yeah, the Asian roast show.
Yeah.
So it's you and Henry from Comedy Zone?
We're both hosting.
Yes, I was going to say, I thought I saw your names on the lineup the other night when I was flicking through the website. That makes perfect sense. that'll be good fun.
We're hosting that, yeah, that'll be a loot.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having a chat tonight, William.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And, enjoy the rest of the Comedy Zone.
And
you too. Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll see you at the festival for years to come. Can't wait.
Hopefully, yeah. All right, thank you so much.
Excellent. That is William Wang on LOL Radio.